You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed directly to Australian politicians on Thursday, asking for more help in the conflict with Russia, including armored vehicles and tougher sanctions. In an address to the Australian Parliament, President Zelensky said the fate of global security was now being determined and nations must act.
The worst pages of the 20th century have been brought back by Russia already. The biggest threats of that century came back. The evil that humanity thought they had forgotten about a long time ago. But the most terrible thing, if we don't stop Russia now, if we don't hold Russia accountable, then some other countries of the world who are looking forward to the similar war against their neighbors will decide that such things are possible for them as well. The fate of the global security is decided now.
Mr. Zelensky has been tailoring his messages to individual countries through video speeches like the one shown in Parliament. He received a standing ovation at the start and end of his 16-minute address. During his speech, he called for Russian vessels to be banned from international ports while asking Australia for armored vehicles and tougher sanctions against Moscow.
We have to stop any intention of Russia to bypass the sanctions. So what kind of sanctions are those if you can bypass by using simple, uncanny schemes? But most of all, we have to keep those who are fighting against this evil armed, for the evil to be looking for peace. And this has to be decided on the battlefield. For example, you have very good armed personal vehicles, Bushmaster, that could help Ukraine substantially, and other pieces of equipment that could strengthen our position in terms of armament. If you would have an opportunity to share this with us, we would be very grateful. In Ukraine, they will do much more for our common freedom, our common security, than staying parked on your land.
He also called on nations and companies to join the project of Ukraine's reconstruction and help the country rebuild after the fighting. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told President Zelensky that Australia would provide additional military assistance.
Mr. President, the people of Australia stand with Ukraine in your fight for survival. Today I announce an additional package of defensive military assistance to assist in the defence of your homeland, including tactical decoys, unmanned aerial and unmanned ground systems, rations and medical supplies. Mr. President, our pledge is that when freedom prevails, Australia will help the people of Ukraine rebuild as well. Here today, in the home of Australia's democracy, we welcome you, Mr. President, as a lion of democracy.
The Prime Minister did not quantify the assistance or say how much it would cost. Australia has already promised or provided Ukraine with $91 million Australian dollars in military assistance, further funds for humanitarian help, and 70,000 metric tons of coal. Labour leader Anthony Albanese thanked President Zelensky for his address.
Your Excellency, our Parliament is honoured by your presence here with us and your address. You and the brave Ukrainian people are pushing back the tide of tyranny. For you to share precious minutes with us at a time like this is an act of profound generosity, and we thank you.
Mr. Albanese stated that President Putin and his regime will face ongoing persistence.
What we see in Ukraine are terrible echoes of the devastation inflicted by Hitler's forces in World War II. A devastation that was felt by your own family. Vladimir Putin's aggression in the name of a poisonous nationalistic lie is abhorrent. Putin and the regime that enables him will be met with determination and escalating consequences if he continues to prosecute this illegal war.
Earlier on Thursday, the government announced Australia would be imposing an additional 35% tariff on all imports from Russia and Belarus starting on the 25th of April. Oil and energy imports from Russia will be banned from that date, while exports of Australian aluminium ore to Russia will also be cancelled. Sanctions have been imposed on more than 500 individuals and entities in Russia and Belarus, covering 80% of the Russian banking sector and all government entities that handle Russian sovereign debt. And now, a decree from the Kremlin, published by state media on Thursday, orders that countries which have imposed sanctions on Russia can continue to pay for natural gas in rubles or face a loss of supply contracts. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia will start accepting ruble payments from Friday.
Today I signed a decree that establishes the rules for trading Russian natural gas with the so-called unfriendly states. We offer counterparties from such countries a clear and transparent scheme. In order to purchase Russian natural gas, they must open ruble accounts in Russian banks. It is these accounts that will be used to pay for gas supplies starting tomorrow, the 1st of April of this year.
The buyers are expected to open Russian bank accounts for the ruble payments, and the United States is accessing emergency oil reserves due to rising prices associated with the fighting between Russia and Ukraine. The head of Britain's military insists Mr. Putin has already lost the war and is weaker than he was before the invasion. Western officials believe the president's inner circle is not relaying to him the realities of the war, and his isolation may have contributed to underestimating the strength of resistance Russian troops would meet. Admiral Tony Radakin told a think tank seminar on Thursday that Mr. Putin had damaged himself through a series of catastrophic misjudgments.
He has failed to recognize how deeply the notions of sovereignty, democracy, and national identity have taken root in Ukraine. Like all authoritarians, he allowed himself to be misled as to his own strength, including the effectiveness of the Russian armed forces. And lastly, he has failed to anticipate the unity and cohesion that exists among the free nations of the world.
And the UK Defence Secretary, Ben Wallace, says Ukraine's international allies have agreed to send more military equipment, including artillery ammunition and armoured vehicles. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.